When one first has a paranormal experience at home, it is natural to look around for explanations, and healthy and good, because sometimes what one may think is paranormal just ends up turning out to be a stray cat living in your wall. You never really know. There's quite often an explanation for many things. But once all of those possibilities can be whittled down, sometimes you're just left with the reality that there is something going on in your house. Something that cannot be explained. Someone that should not be there. Someone that's not living. That seems to be what's going on, as our next listener shares a story about making that realization that they are very likely living in a haunted house. Take a listen. It all began on a regular day, 7th of May last month. I woke up that morning just like any other morning at 5:20. Made some coffee, but before I could enjoy it, I had to use the bathroom. So I walked out of the kitchen into the hallway. I think I saw some sort of figure go through the doorway to my bedroom. It was odd because I thought I was alone in the house. I wasn't immediately sure if I really saw that or if it was all just the morning thing, given the somewhat dim lighting in the hallway. Nonetheless, I carefully made my way to my bedroom, listening for noises before finally looking into the doorway, just to be greeted by the big old emptiness. I shut the door and went to relieve myself. At this point, I've dismissed it all as a morning thing. Nothing happened from here on until I got back. I went to the workshop, approximately 20 minutes walk for me, and I finished, got out at 4 p.m. from the workshop and decided I'd go pick some things up from the store, some food, and return home. When I got in through the front door, I went to put the food and spices I bought away in the kitchen and never noticed that odd thing until I was going to take a shower. When I wanted to walk over to the bathroom, I noticed my bedroom door was open. I thought it was Layla, which is not her real name there, but the closest thing I ever got to a girlfriend. We were really good ever since elementary school. She had a key to the front door, as I'd let her stay the night or two if she needed a place to rest while traveling. She goes to Australia and back quite often. So I called for her, but there was no response. At this point, I was thinking I may not remember if I shut the door or not, as I've had a lot of work-related things still taking up my mind, but chances were I probably did. So I called for her again as I've made my way towards the room. A step before I could look in, I've heard what appeared to be something strumming through the strings of my guitar once. Needless to say, when I went in and found my guitar on its stand where I left it, the picks on top of the amplifier, I was a bit confused. Also, what was even stranger was the fact that I was still alone in the house, or so I thought, until later that night. So, as anyone else would have done it, I checked the entire house just to find it empty. So I proceeded with the shower. As for the events, I've dismissed it as an I need a vacation, stress caused, hallucination, or something of the sort. And that led me to the event of meeting whatever or whoever it was in there, even though I still didn't see anyone or anything. When I came out from under the shower, I heard footsteps coming towards the bathroom from outside. I was still naked. So I said, "I'll get dressed in a minute, hold on." And there was no response. The steps didn't stop, though. I quickly covered myself with a towel and opened the door to the lookout. If I estimated it correctly, according to the number of steps and how clearly I could hear them, the person should have been standing about 3 steps from me, yet I couldn't see anyone or anything. I switched the lights on and looked around, but there seemed to be no one else there. So I was frightened a bit. Eventually, I worked up the nerve to say hello. But as I expected, there was no response. Being a person who doesn't immediately jump to conclusions, saying it was a ghost or something, I still didn't want to believe there was something in there. And I didn't until I finally got to my room. Turned the amplifier on and plugged in the noise suppressor and guitar to play a bit. I was trying to play the intro of Seek and Destroy by Metallica. And as always, once I thought I had it right, and played it again and a third time just to make sure, I was trying to play around with it and my own little twist to it, a good 20 minutes into it. All I've messed around with the tuning of the lower E string and played some heavy riffs with the commonly used muting and high again. It was all just for fun, no song or anything. And at the end of my session, I hit the lower E string and let it ring out. I finally switched off the overdrive and thought about playing around on the clean when I could have sworn someone whispered "groovy" in my right ear. I jumped up from the bed, and to my horror, there was still nobody around that I could see. On top of that, whoever or whatever it was knew that I spoke English and another four languages. So right then and there, I was positive it couldn't have just been a random noise from the amplifier because it was silent. And since distortion was turned off in order to hear it in that clear way I wanted to, I'd have to turn the volume up, which I didn't do. And I'm 1,000,000% confident that the source of the sound was right behind me on my right. Either way, this was my first encounter. Things have been happening since. Small things, such as certain doors open when I get back from work. Some items in the kitchen turn up at different spots. Bread mysteriously moves to the freezer and such things. Activity seems to be inconsistent, as it doesn't happen every day. It doesn't feel threatening. I am, however, afraid, as I cannot explain any of the events, but so far, there was no harm done to me or anyone else. Nothing around the house broke. I do have occasional nightmares, but I'm not sure if that's directly caused by this being. I'm wondering what exactly is going on in my house and if this could possibly be a threat.
Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.